You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Whanganui Youth Council members have recently spoken about the potential axing of their youth council, as well as similar proposals in other regions. I chat to Whanganui Youth Council leader Lola Fisher about the importance of youth councils and why they're at risk.
Can you talk a bit about the disestablishment of the youth council in Whanganui?
Yeah, so I'm a Whanganui District Youth Councillor, and on February the 16th, we had one of our usual formal meetings, and this included a sit-down conversation where they closed the doors to the public and said, we are closing Youth Council by 30th of June to save money as part of the long-term plan cuts for local government. And so this will save them $51,000 per year. They said you can't tell anyone until it goes public, which it went public on April the 2nd. So we've had quite a bit of time to feel without voice, I think. And our team has been really disappointed by this decision. So it's been really good to be able to talk about it at the moment.
Are other youth councils at risk as well?
So Ashburton Youth Council was cut earlier this year, and Gore Youth Council was looking at cuts last year.
So this could potentially become a nationwide issue of a lack of youth voices in local government, I suppose.
Absolutely, and obviously there's heaps of cuts going on at the moment, and youth voices just not very high on the priority list for many councils, but including Whanganui and Ashburton. Gore was incredibly lucky that they saved their youth council, but we definitely don't want this to become a trend within Aotearoa.
Why does protecting the youth councils matter so much?
Well, I mean, we may not be able to make all of the decisions today, but we are 100% for the future. So if we are not involved in decision-making processes or even consulted in these processes, it means that we're walking into a future we have no say in. And I think for everyone, that feels very concerning. I want to be able to know that when I am older, I will have had say in the decisions that are affecting me. So to see these cuts is really disappointing and makes youth voice seem irrelevant or like it can be swept under the rug.
You mentioned these cuts kind of come in a wider context of cost-cutting and cutting various agencies, including in local government areas. Why is it worth the money to protect these? Why not engage with youth in cheaper or alternative ways?
Absolutely. So $51,000 in the scheme of things is not a lot. So they're part of $1.5 million in cuts, which is a huge amount of money. And what Youth Council actually spends its money on includes an admin, so a project support officer, a staff member who supports us, helps us write agendas, take minutes, contact people outside of our organization. And then rest is spent on running events for young people, giving them grants, supporting them in whatever way we can with whatever the ideas we come up with. But at the moment, council hasn't given any other alternative to what Youth Council could be doing instead of the Whanganui District Council Youth Council. So if there's no options given and they're just cutting it and saying, this is it, it feels very like they're not really thinking ahead. And yes, there are definitely options. They could have come to us and given solutions or given us the issues, said this is what's going on. We need to save $51,000. What ideas do you guys have? How can we support you to come up with more support, better ideas, and make more impact in your community? But they didn't. And that was the thing that really hit us hard, was that there was no consultation or even conversation around the cut to Youth Council.
Has the report you've received after going public been promising?
So it's not really. We've had The mayor, Andrew Tripe, has said that he will introduce a portfolio structure for elected members of council, and that includes a youth portfolio. And so Councillor Charlotte Mouser will hold the council's youth portfolio, and she is really keen to find alternative models for youth engagement. But there is $10,000 allocated to this portfolio. It's not been given to any specific organisation or person. It's just under the, final decision held by Councillor Charlotte Mouser. So there are options, and Charlotte fought really hard to keep $10,000 for youth engagement, and we're really grateful that she did, because if she didn't, there would be practically no mention of youth in the long-term plan. So there are options, and we have been given $10,000 to explore those options, but it's not a lot, obviously, and definitely not as much as we had. So the level of impact could be lowered.
That was Lola Fisher on the state of funding for youth councils in Aotearoa, including the end of the youth council in Whanganui.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.